What's up, world? Welcome to Positive Truths, Uplifting, and Positive News to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today?
Doing wonderful. We have our two positive news stories for the day. You want to start off your wonderful day with your first positive news story?
Absolutely. I'm going to talk about Jameson Pennings. So Jameson did something amazing. He was at a baseball game with his dad, a Phillies baseball game recently. He's at the game, he's sitting on the foul ball line, and every now and then when a foul ball gets hit, they have these ball girls or ball boys that are there. They catch the ball, get it out of play really fast so the game can keep flowing and going. And him, drop my phone, no worries. He basically was sitting there talking to his dad, foul ball gets hit, the ball girl gets it, throws it into the stands, Jameson gets it. Beyond happy, man. He's cherishing it, looking at his dad, looking at the ball. He's super happy. For about four innings, he cherished this ball so much, even telling his dad, that's where you hit the ball right there, dad, right? Oh, this is awesome. And I say four innings because Jameson overheard a woman talking to the ball girl, hey, if it's possible, could you throw the ball this way? My mom is celebrating her 80th birthday. Jameson hears it and it's just, oh, that's cool. Lady continues talking to the ball girl, and he also realized another ball is probably not going to get hit this way. This is super rare that he even got one. So he decided after a few innings, I'm going to go ahead and give this to the lady. The lady happened to be named Donna. Donna, who turned 80 years old and was celebrating her birthday there. He gives her the ball, and Donna shook. Jameson's dad is shook. Like, what is going on? And Jameson basically says, I'm going to come to a lot more baseball games. It's your birthday. You may not be able to come to as many. It's okay if I don't leave here with the ball today. Of course, everybody's emotional. Everybody's surprised. But Jameson, the biggest surprise for me was he said, I was actually happier to give her that ball than I was to keep it. And I'm glad that I did. And that story definitely made me emotional when I read it. I thought it was going to be something simple and something short, but it just shows you all the good these kids can bring into the world. And we should definitely pay attention to all the good that they're doing and talk about them here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Do you have a source for that?
I definitely do. CBSnews.com. It was written by Steve Hartman.
It's amazing how free things can make you so happy. And it's amazing how just giving something away, even if you got it for free, can make you happy. That's the embodiment of a baseball game.
Bars by JP. Okay, man. Okay.
Sometimes we sink because my positive news story is about Linda Wood. She just turned 75 and she spent it doing something fun with her granddaughters. Not a baseball game. She went skydiving with them.
Oh,
first time skydiving. And she did it for Hospice Care Ottawa. This is out of ctvnews.ca. She's been volunteering there for 12 years, retired. She wanted to do it on her 70th birthday, but she was like, COVID got in the way. We'll do it for 75. She put a little post up on the social medias and to raise money, and she ended up raising $7,000. All of that went to the hospice. After she made the post, oh, by the way, we did this, raise another $500. She wants to do that every single year for the rest of her birthdays. Like, you should always do birthdays to give back. I think that's really awesome. And it just goes to show you, like, sometimes the simplest things can go a long way. You can be at a baseball game, have fun, and build community, or you can give back while skydiving. Who says that you can't turn any fun activity into a giving back? You should do it with your soccer game.
I'll think about it. It's tough with them kids, man. Those 8-year-olds are tough. Whew.
Before we get out of here, we like to do audio meditations where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm taking one of yours. I'm grateful for pizza. There was one day last week where it was about four staff members and myself. We were all hungry and we were all broke. We were like, what are we going to do? And we realized we can buy one pizza and feed all of us. And that's exactly what we did. And it was a great 20 minutes of life.
How did one pizza feed four people?
And we all had a couple slices. We shared, man. We shared. I know, JP. That one pizza is yours. Pizza is yours. We did our
thing. Nice.
Yeah, we did our thing. It was nice. It was a good day.
Which store was this at?
I did it at Try 5, and then I did it at Try 2.
You did it twice.
I did it with Isaiah. He was so happy the last day he was there. And then the next week I did it at Try 2. He was so happy. He was like, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right.
Amazing. Free food, free baseballs, giving back can go a long way.
all what we're grateful for here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
I'm just going to stick in theme. I have a trauma with cooking. I hate how long it takes. I hate the prepping. I hate the cleaning afterwards. I just want to eat. I hate that it can take forever. But I overcame. I used my Instapot, and it turned out 7 out of 10. Which is way better than my 1 out of 10.
You ranked your own food 7 out of 10. It's impressive. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, usually it's like a 2, if I'm being honest. But it was quick-ish. I put it in ChatGPT. I was like, I need a recipe for chicken thighs boneless. And it hit me with 30 minutes, and I was like, shorter. And it hit me with 20 minutes, I was like, shorter. I kept saying shorter until it got to 5, and I was like, yeah, I can prep that. And I forgot it takes a while for the Instapot to warm up because it was like 12 minutes. I was like, 5 minute prep, 12 minutes to cook. I'll be eating in 17 minutes. It took like 30 minutes. Then I had to clean it afterward and prep it.
Yeah, man, you can't cook when you're hungry. That's the frustrating part. It's like, man, it's not done yet.
It turned out bad. So shout out to the Instapot. I'm going to try to consistently do it. I'm going to try to do the chicken thighs in there and do brown beef.
Get a chuck roast in there, a pot roast, something.
Whoa, Tim.
Oh, it's simple, man. You leave it there, walk away, come back after work, it's done. You're like, whoa, hey.
I can't cook. So hopefully, while we were rambling, you all think of one thing you all are grateful for as well. Tim, do you have a quote before you get out of here?
Absolutely. If you judge a book by its cover, you might miss out on an amazing story. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Share, subscribe, leave a 5-star review. We're here to give you positive news stories Monday through Friday as often as we can. If you send us a positive news story and give us a 5-star review, send us an email. We will send you a free t-shirt and we'll pay for the shipping. And we're out.
Stay positive.